Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Some solid quarterly earnings updates in the retail sector, combined with some encouraging economic data, lifted the US benchmark equity indices. Dow up 63 points, or a quarter of a percent. Broader S&P up 0.4%, and NASDAQ up 0.6%. Small capitalisation, Russell 2000 index also hit a fresh record intraday high before settling 1% higher. In stock-specific moves, Teva Pharmaceutical rose almost 3% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway revealed that it increased its stake in the company. And some breaking news with 21st Century Fox announcing Lachlan Murdoch will be chairman and CEO after the company sells the majority of its assets to the Walt Disney Company. Bella Index also carved out a fresh 2018 high, trading at about 93.63 before pulling back a little. On the US corporate earnings front, Macy's soared over 10% in the wake of the retailer's stronger than expected first quarter result after the close of the previous session. That saw same store sales improve 4.2% ahead of consensus estimates for a 1.4% gain. Cisco Systems fell 4.3% in extended trading hours after services revenue at the networking giant fell short of Wall Street's expectations, albeit other measures were ahead of forecast. Walmart Inc., which I think I erroneously said was due to report overnight, is due to report tonight, I believe. On the US economic data front, a lot of stuff. I'll leave you to read it in the written report, but retail sales increased 0.3% in April and March's figure was upwardly revised. Housing starts a little bit weaker than expected, but industrial production stronger than expected. Europe's two key markets edged higher. Germany's DAX up 0.2% and France's CAC up 0.3%. However, Italy's MIB index fell 2.3% after a leaked draft of the potential political program under the two populist parties revealed radical plans that would boost Italy's deficit. The yield on 10-year Italian government bonds rose 17 points overnight to just over 2.11%. Just on the economic data front, Eurozone inflation rose 1.2% last month. That was in line with consensus expectations, albeit down from 1.3% in March. Euro trading below US $1.18 for the first time this year, touching a low of 117.63 before recovering to be little changed at about 118.11. London's FTSE up just shy of 0.2% to its highest close since the 16th of January. Notable stock moves included gambling group Paddy Power, Betfair up 6.3% and luxury retailer Burberry up 3.6% after well-received corporate updates from both of those companies. Pound sterling fell below US $1.35 before recovering to trade about 0.2% higher at 135.13. Base metals mostly firmer, but it was a subdued session on the base metals complex. Copper up 0.3% to just over $3.95 a pound. Nickel up 0.4%, as was zinc. Aluminium, the underperformer, down 0.5%. Benchmark spot iron ore contract up 75 cents to $68.03 a metric tonne. Gold futures edging off a 4.5 month low, settling $1.20 higher at $1,291.50 an ounce. Oil prices continuing to climb, buoyed by the latest official weekly inventory data, but a stronger US dollar does continue to cap the upside. WTI settling 18 cents higher at $71.49 a barrel. Brent up a stronger 85 cents at $79.28 a barrel. In addition to the official weekly inventory data, Reuters were also citing OPEC sources saying that Saudi Arabia believes much of the recent oil spike has been driven by speculative buying, and accordingly, it's not grounds for producers to boost output. And just note, OPEC's due to meet in Vienna next month. US 10-year Treasury yields topping 3.1% for the first time since the 8th of July 2011, before settling 1.1 basis points higher at 3.093%. That's the highest settlement since the 7th of July 2011. And the Aussie dollar rebounded, all commodity countries making a decent comeback overnight. Local unit buying 75.14 US cents. And of course, attention turns to today's Australian April employment report due at 11:30 a.m.
This is general advice only. We have not considered your needs or objectives.